From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. How does the world treat you when you're overweight?
Having been an overweight woman for most of my life, I am now a very thin woman. And the difference between how I was treated in public, even whether I was looked at in the face in public, is significant.
I'm 6'5" and 300 pounds. And I found that my weight, people are actually very, very nice to me. Actually overly nice to me.
I used to weigh 420 pounds. In 11 months, I lost a lot of weight and came down to a very thin weight. The comparison in how I was treated was vastly different by the general public, people I worked for, people I volunteered with, and even my own family.
Some think they have a right to look down on folks who are overweight. They believe it's just a matter of choice.
They choose to eat themselves to death. And society has to pay for that in increased medical costs, all because of food.
Do you see discrimination and bias against people because of their weight? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Maybe you've experienced it yourself by going from one state to the other. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. In this era when degrading comments about others have reined in certain areas, why does it seem to be a free fire zone when it comes to people and their weight? It's not just the random comment. A new study from Johns Hopkins University finds that overweight patients are treated with less warmth by doctors than thin patients. The study recorded the conversations of 200 patients and their primary care doctors. Doctors treated overweight and obese patients with less reassurance and less empathy. In the end, the overweight patients and their doctors developed less emotional rapport. Dr. Kimberly Gujuni was the lead researcher of that study.
Overweight and obese patients are potentially missing out on the bonding experiences with their doctors. You know, they're not having a true advocate or an ally in meeting their health and wellness goals.
And it's not just the people who come as patients. It's also some people who work there. A listener who'd prefer to remain anonymous wrote, "I used to work for Group Health, and they're very focused on wellness and weight loss as part of that. I am overweight, but otherwise very healthy, eat healthy, etc. I could exercise more and lose weight, but I don't constantly stuff my face with junk food or anything. I constantly got very concerned, trollish, passive-aggressive feedback from people about things I could be doing to lose weight. And when I got the opportunity to take a position elsewhere, it's one of the reasons I don't work at Group Health anymore, because it just got so annoying and hurtful." What about your experience? 206-543-5869. It's toll-free, 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. And we're pleased to have back with us Lindy West, former film editor at The Stranger and now a staff writer at Jezebel.com. Lindy, you've written a lot about this issue. Tell us a little bit about where you see the bias against fat people and your own experiences.
You see it everywhere. I think in terms of this issue, what's really interesting to me in terms of this medical bias is that it's not necessarily the kind of thing that is a violent, cruel, overt, insulting attitude. It's just a lack of care and empathy. And that is a thing that fat people experience all the time, that you just feel a sort of subtle disdain from every direction, 'cause the way that we talk about this is that we're having a war on obesity. We're having a war on people who are just people living their lives with the same kinds of problems and challenges that everyone else is facing. And when you set up this idea that the country is at war against this group of people, it's really, really damaging.
Isn't there an irony here in that Americans are getting more overweight, and yet the bias not only persists, but this lack of empathy persists and even maybe is getting broader?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that might be something people want to examine when they think about when people are under the impression that shaming and being cruel to people is going to make them thin, because we've been shaming fat people for a very, very long time, and people are not getting thinner. And I think that compassion and, you know, honesty and treating people like human beings is what helps people. You can't shame people into being healthy. And fat people having terrible relationships with their doctors and being afraid to go to the doctor and not wanting to, face cruelty and discrimination from people who are supposedly trying to help them. That is not something that's going to help fat people. It's not something that's in the corner of fat people's health.
Hey, Lindy Rose wrote to us. She wrote that the word overweight implies that everyone has a certain weight they should fit into when really everybody is different. She says, I encourage you to use the word fat to help take the negative connotation away from it. It should be freely used as any other word describing skinny, tall, or short. Fat shouldn't be a negative word. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I never say overweight. I don't even say obese typically when I'm writing about this. I use the word fat. I mean, it's a descriptor. It describes someone's body. I have a 11-year-old stepdaughter, and she's as skinny as a rail, and she talks about being called fat at school. And I tell her that it's not inherently an insult. It doesn't make sense applied to her. It would be the same as another kid telling her that she was making fun of her for being bald. You know, it's like, well, you're not bald, but if you were bald, it would be fine. You know, fat is just a descriptor for people's bodies. I definitely agree with that.
Lindy West, thank you so much for joining us. You can read more that she's written about this and many other things at Jezebel. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you think? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's toll-free, 800-289-5869. You can also write to us. It's conversation@KUOW.org. Do you think people of size, overweight people, fat people, are discriminated against? Well, Nikki wrote at our Facebook page, discriminated against? I don't know. Mistreated, definitely. Do you think it's debatable that overweight people are discriminated against? And Rose, who we just heard from earlier, also wrote to say that, of course they are. Like today, I was at Target, and I overheard someone say, don't buy that shirt. It makes you look fat. And although unintentional, it was a reminder that looking being fat is not okay, making me feel cruddy and upset. It doesn't matter what shirt I wear. I am fat every day, and I wish I could go one day without hearing, reading, seeing fat negative stuff. 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Let's go to Amy, who's listening to us today in Bellevue. And Amy wanted to kind of follow up on this angle that we had about patients and doctors and in different places where they meet. Amy, what's been your experience?
I've been overweight for all of my adult life and was always told by doctors, exercise more, eat this, eat that. In reality, I had undiagnosed medical issues, and my feeling has been that they're prejudices, just like everybody else, the caller who said that fat people are overweight because they eat too much, prevented them from being able to see that there might be something else going on.
So that kind of really kept you from figuring out what was going on?
Right, and ultimately, I had to be my own advocate, and I really had to kind of do the legwork myself, which fortunately I was able to do, but not everybody would be so motivated. I think a lot of people would be discouraged by the message from the medical community and the public at large.
Did you end up accepting the fact that this was part of your physical makeup? Did you change your weight?
To a certain extent, but also once I was able to get treatment for the issues that I have, I was able to lose weight because it wasn't the case that I was inactive or eating the wrong things. I had, legitimate problems that nobody ever told me.
How much weight did you lose?
I lost and maintained about 70 pounds.
Did people treat you differently when you were 70 pounds lighter?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Could you give an example of that? Like, what was their reaction to you and how was it different?
I think that when I was very overweight, the assumption is that it's because you lack self-control or what have you. People act like you're unattractive and don't flirt with you, of course. And all that changes when you lose weight. Our society values, a certain body type, unfortunately.
So after, more people were flirting with you?
You could say that, yeah.
Hey, Amy, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Someone who we've talked to before on this and really focuses on it is Linda Bacon, nutrition professor at the City College of San Francisco. She's also the author of a book called Health at Every Size. Linda, thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Sure.
Why do you think it's still fairly safe in our society to mock overweight people when in other ways we're a bit more circumspect?
Oh, You know, I'm not sure I have an answer for that. But what I do know is it's just not okay that, you know, everybody deserves to be treated with respect. And, you know, it's painful to see how much discrimination and stigmatization exists.
You know, Linda West said a little bit earlier, it's less a matter of outright poor behavior by others, although that's certainly there. For her, also, it's kind of just a lack of empathy for people who are fat. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I definitely agree with that, yes.
Could you give an example of how that lack of empathy displays itself? I mean, we heard a little bit earlier about this medical study where it was very clear in listening to interviews between fat people and doctors that they were getting less attention from those doctors if they were overweight and obese. Do you see other examples?
Yeah, well, I think what happens is that we stereotype people, that there's this cultural assumption that fatter people are lazier, that they're not eating well. And we project those ideas onto them, and then that's our disgust. And what we see from the data, though, is that those stereotypes just don't measure up, that there are plenty of thin people that have poor eating habits and don't exercise regularly, but for whatever reason, their body responds and is thinner, you know. And likewise, there are plenty of people that are heavier that are eating really well and exercising regularly. But their bodies are just destined to be heavier. So we see that those stereotypes don't necessarily hold up and just contribute to the pain.
It's hard to defeat stereotypes because, by definition, they're just part of lazy thinking or no thinking at all. When people understand kind of the message of your book, Health at Every Size, do they suddenly stop being mean to fat people?
Well, unfortunately, living in this culture, I think that many of us have just absorbed the values, and it's hard to get them out of our system and not have a knee-jerk assumption when you meet someone about what you know about their lifestyle. But what we found is that, yeah, attitudes can be changed. You can see people just as people and get to know them on that level. And what you find is when you do this, You can introduce yourself to incredible diversity in the world, and you know. But when you go in with your stereotypes, you really limit your world, and you don't get to know people. You know, you can make the analogy to thinking about different racial groups. If you have an idea of a certain racial group that's negative, you'll never get to know them, and you know, be exposed to all the amazing things you can learn that they got by virtue of having that cultural identity.
Hey, Linda, thanks for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Linda Bacon, nutrition professor at City College of San Francisco, her book, Health at Every Size. We're at 206-543-5869. We're talking about bias, discrimination against what some people call people of size. Some people who are overweight just say, it's fat, just I'm fat. Let's go to Jay, who's listening to us in North Seattle. Thank you so much for taking the time to give us a call, Jay. Do you see it?
Oh, yeah, I've been overweight most of my life, off and on. I've been a size 12, which has been healthiest, and now I'm back to a pretty large weight. But the person that actually ended up being the most biased and actually being the most harmful in my life was actually my mother's own biases against weight. She used to tell me things like, you will never be loved, you will never find a job, you will never be accepted if you're overweight. And as a result, I actually ended up rebelling a lot and eating the Snickers in the closet. But even when I was a beautiful size 12, she would say, you still need to be thinner. You still need to be thinner. And it took a long time of me actually doing a lot of work on myself and learning, you know what? Even overweight, I am freaking awesome.
Sure.
I'm a nice, caring, loving person who has a lot to offer. And luckily, I have my own sort of self-confidence, and I've often been told that I have a very sexy personality. And I've really taken that and used it to sort of train her and really try to show in the world that just because I'm overweight doesn't mean I'm lazy. It doesn't mean I'm a slob. And really, anybody who says it's a choice needs to try being overweight, because losing weight is really, really hard. And I eat healthy. I exercise. And I'm still a heavy person. And I'm tired of wasting my time counting calories and shaming myself and hating myself.
Yeah.
And I've really come to a point in my life where, like, I'm done with that. I'm going to enjoy my life.
Jay, what a terrible thing for your mother to say to you. I mean, I'll assume your mother loves you.
I know it came out. out of a place of love and
right.
of her own stuff, and we've really worked it out. And in the last several years, we've really come to a place of understanding, but it took a very long time to get there.
Is it as simple as her not just understanding that it was not necessarily something that was in your control? Like, how did she come to that understanding? Or was it just your personal appeal to her?
I think it was my personal appeal, finally.
Yeah.
I think it was realizing that she was still a success as a mother because I'm a good, caring, kind, hardworking person. And just pointing out things to her, she's an employer. So I said, you know, would you rather hire somebody who is overweight but personable and happy and good with customers, or somebody who is thin, who is, you know, what a lot of people consider overweight people to be, like kind of sloppy and depressed?
Yeah.
She's like, well, you're right. The personality is more important.
Well, there's kind of a stereotype there, too, isn't there? I mean, it's not as though all fat people are jolly, right?
Right. Well, there is that. And I do live up to that, I think. But,
well, good. I'm glad you're jolly.
But I really just, I've decided it's my mission in life to be, I mean, I want to be healthy and I want to be in better shape, but I'm done trying to be thin or live up to this ideal. I'd rather just be a happy person, and I think that's far more important than what size clothes I wear.
Jay, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to KUOW Seattle. Thanks for pitching in on this, and if you've got something to add, we've got a dialogue happening at our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation. The show produced by David Hyde with Arwin Nix. Production help from Hannah Byrne and Andy Hurst and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is the engineer from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.